Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere. We're here every week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful questions you probably should have asked your science teacher at school. I'm Amy, and I didn't ask these questions either, but luckily for me, I'm joined by two science teachers, Andrew and Ross, who can help you answer them now.
Now, exclamation mark.
Nice.
I'm reading the script now. I'm all in.
So yeah, hi folks, welcome back to season 3, episode 1 of the podcast. This week we're back with a bang, all about glitter.
Andrew, you may have noticed we're in a new room.
I have noticed this.
When we recorded our first podcast, we tried it in this room and it was very echoey. And we thought it was this room, but it turns out it was our microphones. So we're retrying this room.
All right, oh okay, hopefully be a fun edit.
We're waiting to get some big sponsors so we can build our own podcast studio.
In the back garden.
Garden rooms are really in right now, so we're hoping for one of them.
Yeah, nice. We're saving for a podcast
garden.
Will
it be fully insulated? Sound insulated? I don't know.
Nice. Something. So I suppose we should talk about other things. So right now, you said you're not in the same place. I'm not in the same place. I am currently traveling. Sounds very exotic. Actually just down at my parents. Other
they
things
don't need to know that.
Well, it's too late, I've told them now. And I'll forget to cut this bit out. Other things that we should probably just talk about is that we are gonna be going back to releasing once a week on a Monday.
Hopefully.
He says confidently that he will get the editing done.
We will be.
Yeah. I'm editing it this time, so if I end up not talking at one point, that's my fault. So that's fine. It's all good.
Or if Andrew ends up doing a solo podcast 1 week.
It's because he's forgotten what to do.
Hi, everybody. And today, the monologue with Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll just be my half of the conversation, so it'll be 20 minutes of nothing. It'll be great. So, as usual, if you've got anything that you want to send us or... let us know about, please do get in contact with any questions or articles you'd like us to talk about. And please email us iredit.os@gmail.com at iredit.os on all social media.
Change is coming.
What?
I don't know the rest of the song. So we've had a child since we've last been here. So we now have 2 nightmares.
3 for me.
So. Probably if at any point
it's been a big few months. New dishwasher.
Ooh.
Which has been quite life changing, and yeah, we had a baby.
And we've got an extension as well. We've got a bathroom upstairs.
Oh,
got
nice.
A bathroom upstairs.
What a change in a couple of months.
That is
a couple of months. You can tell that Ross has didn't carry the baby.
since we've not been on the podcast. Like there's been
And not to be left a couple out, of months. You know, I laid my own carpet on my stairs. Just saying. Possible,
that is actually very impressive.
Possible death trap, but nobody's died just yet. So that's really good.
In fairness.
Did you use the knee kicker thing?
I did use the knee kicker thing.
Oh, it's very satisfying.
Yes, I did use the knee kicker thing. Yes. I can't remember what it's called.
In fairness, I can have a baby, but I could not lay a carpet.
Well, do you know what? It is surprising how much YouTube had an influence in my training on how to do this. A number of videos were watched.
Hi, everybody. And then 10 minutes later, he'll actually tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm. After like part three. So it's a slightly better than TikTok. But
you know what's worse for that? Recipes. I was trying to make a recipe the other day and there was just so many life stories. Like someone stopped moving from San Francisco to make their bang bang chicken. I'm like, I don't care. Just give me the recipe for bang bang chicken.
Right. It must be to do with advertisement or something, that they can put more adverts on a page the longer
it is.
Yeah,
it must be actually.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they would just put the advert there and the recipe there and then.
I think there must be, because I've got like, I'm sure I saw like, you know, when I was doing some solid research on social media, TikTok, that there's like a website you can just put that other website into and it rips out only the bits of information you need. Like just the recipe or whatever.
That's good, because I hate people's life stories. I'll need to find it. People enough.
But yeah, that is kind of annoying. Yeah, people get to the point. As such, mm-hmm. we should probably get to the point. So, I read something this week, and Amy, I've got a question for you. Well, actually, Amy and Ross, I've got a question for you both.
Okay.
Because this is the tale of my Reddit rabbit hole and the Endless Thread podcast. So, my question to you guys is, which industry or which mystery industry is the largest buyer of glitter? So, what happened was, I was reading online and I thought, do you know what, I'm going to download Reddit and I'm going to give this a shot. Although you don't have to download Reddit to find the article. And I got trapped in a rabbit hole of a mystery.
Of glitter.
So, is this why I read it online somewhere? Are we changing it to be Reddit, like spelled differently?
Oh, good from Ross.
Oh, yeah. I read it
online. When they sponsor us and build yep. our podcast studios in our gardens.
Exactly. This is
called
the
Reddit Studios.
This is the sort of like, what, like audition tapes that we have to send to Reddit about changing.
Yeah, maybe we don't send this one.
Once it's edited, it'll be fine.
Reddited.
Right, oh, now we're gonna have to keep all that rubbish in. Right.
Just okay. For me to say Reddit.
It is worth it. It's worth its weight
what
in
industry,
glitter. So
what industry uses glitter?
So yeah, so my question
to
you
to
is yeah, so my question
what,
to you yeah. is which mystery industry is the largest buyer of glitter, do you think?
Industry, like as in like
entertainment. Is that an industry?
Or like car.
Yeah. So
ooh,
so those would
was
be
that
interesting.
Like metallic paint?
Those would be industry, sorry.
No, I think there's a lot of glitter in kids' toys or cards, like card companies. There's a lot of glitter.
Magic and illusion, is that an industry?
Magic
used,
could be one.
The glitter used in something really random that we didn't think glitter was used in.
Yes.
I don't know.
I can tell you that. Yes.
I mean, the only thing I would.
I feel like I want a clue. I don't want.
If we're okay, give us like we're on the £1 million drop. Give us like four options, and we'll decide where we put all our money on.
Okay. We're on a generic TV show where you have to
right.
Pick
okay.
Out four
right,
options.
I think I can do this. So you've got food.
Okay.
Crafts. The adult entertainment industry. Or transport.
Ooh, okay. I don't think food, because you probably can't ingest a lot of glitter. But maybe we are eating. Maybe we are eating a lot of glitter. Crafts would be the obvious one, but he's.
I'm between adult entertainment and transport myself.
I'm gonna say transport because I think adult entertainment's too obvious. I think food you couldn't do, and I think crafts is too obvious. So I'm gonna go transport. But Ross, it's up to you.
I've split my money, to be honest.
Okay.
Someone out of entertainment.
I'm going. Yeah, he's one of those guys. I'm going rogue. Put all my million on transport.
And this is why you never make it to the end of the game.
Well, guys, follow for part two. Oh, I forgot we weren't on a TikTok. So, Ross, you have just lost half of your money. For it was transport. However, it is a very specific type of transport. So. What happened was, I started to read this Reddit thread, I then found an article. It kind of then led me back into a New York Times article, which is, what is glitter? Right? Now, did you know glitter has like a fancy name? Are you ready for this?
Is it an element?
It has many elements in it.
Oh.
The first word's an element. I'll just tell you, because you'll never guess it. There's like 118 to work out. So it's aluminium metallized polyethylene terephthalate.
Why did they not just go with that name?
Terephthalate, sorry. It's so... Well, it somehow don't feel it's just as jazzy. But I thought it was really interesting.
Doesn't and have the pizzazz.
The article kind of didn't really tell me what it was. So then I went back to the Reddit article and then ended up on a 45-minute podcast from a podcast group called Endless Thread, where they went and did their sort of like journalistic nature and discovered that it's actually used in a lot of like metallic type paints, but not for cars.
Oh.
Boats. And Ooh. Like speedboats and like jet skis and all that sort of stuff. Right? And then you think about it and you go, oh yeah, they're kind of shiny. Boats maybe not so much. But jet skis and all that sort of stuff, it's all used in things like that. Which I just thought was an absolutely fascinating sort of use of it, and definitely not something I would have first thought. I was kind of going down the lines of, you know, craft supplies and primary schools. That's where I was going.
Teaching about germs.
Yeah, in primary schools. Yeah, yeah. But it's all baked
destroying the environment
in like history as to why glitter is so like desirable. Unless, of course, you have to clean it up when it's not desirable at all. But it's all...
Yeah, the people that put glitter in cards are the worst people on the planet.
I could have also guessed, like, the makeup industry has got a lot of glitter in it.
Right? For, like,
I'm just thinking
Shimmer? Is that what it's called?
Shimmer? Well done,
yeah, Shimmer. Shimmer. Yeah, I've seen bronzer. Stuff.
Look at you pretending not to know.
Yeah. And you find, well, it's a nail polish.
Bronzer.
But it's really, like, it's so cool. So, last question. Do you think you know why glitter is actually like, or sparkly things, so let's move it over from glitter onto sparkly things, why they're so attractive to humans?
I was going to say magpies.
It might be the same reason for magpies. Or at least the suggestion of why it's good.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I thought it was just so it looks like clean.
Looks like money.
Oh, well, the Is that
that's why you put ultraviolet stuff in like cleaning products? Like a lot of cleaning products have stuff that like absorbs ultraviolet and gives off visible light stuff, so it looks like really sparkly. So you know, in an advert for a cleaning product, you get like a gleaming like sparkle at the end.
Like,
yeah, that's added in there to make it look extra clean, but it's not actually making it cleaner. It's just when you look at it, it sparkles. It's just quite, it must be clean now.
It's quite because in that sort of thread research, discovered that the word bling, like bling, is the sound of something sparkling. So you know that, like that little bling. But it's actually thought that this is an inherited characteristic of the desire for fresh water. So if you imagine you're looking out onto like the sea, granted not the sea, not fresh water, but a lake that you can drink of, and the sun shines on it just right and it can kind of do that sparkly thing. That's where they think this is all sort of connected to it, as to why we have
reflect is the word you're looking for.
Is it
Andrew? Have we sought places?
Science? What? And that's Skyence? That's what they think it's for. Which I thought that was quite cool. So yeah.
Yeah, good story.
Good story. Thanks. So this is the fun part of the podcast where Andrew and Ross, once they compose themselves, are going to ask me some questions and see if I, as one of the representing the norm, can answer it, and if not, they're going to teach me.
So, Amy, why do light bulbs heat up and others don't? Why do some light bulbs heat up and others don't?
Oh, so I know the LED ones don't heat up. Is that right?
I'm going to pass you over to our resident physicist.
Ross, LED ones don't?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay, thanks. Why do some...
I just put my hand on a light. I guess. It doesn't.
I think it's like the old-fashioned ones heat up. I don't know, for safety reasons? Do you want...
You'd want them to get hot for safety reasons. No, you're a child, touch this light bulb, it's hot, so you know it's on.
No, I mean, like, that's why they're not hot anymore. So, like, when they invented the light bulb, they were like, oh, we could only invent it by it getting hot.
Okay, fair.
And is it something... Oh, or something to do with voltage? Like, the voltage was high. It was higher and causing hotness? And now, I don't know.
No, voltage has always been the same. It's always somewhere between 230 and 240 volts.
I don't even know what LED is, I'm honest. I'm like, I'm going
is that
to...
a light-emitting diode?
Okay, there we go.
I hope you're all listening, physicists. That may come up in your exam.
Yes, and it only allows current to flow in one direction. So they'll only allow current in one direction. I just said that.
You did. One direction. And
Andrew, know you're beautiful.
No, I don't. I don't know. The only guess is that they didn't have the technology.
So you're right. It didn't have the technology.
Yeah, no.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Answer over. Yeah. They didn't have the technology.
No, you're
I got one right.
But you are totally right.
We should actually keep score on how I'm doing. Did I say that? I said...
No, what is why? You've not read the command word of the question, Amy.
Why do some light bulbs? Because I'll give you my answer that I'd write down in the exam paper.
Okay.
Because back in the day... back in the day when they invented the light bulb, they didn't have the technology to make it... they had to make it not hot. And now they do. So now they're like, we don't want people burning themselves.
Yeah. That's not really the reason why you wouldn't want them hot. Because
as teachers, am I getting a mark?
No.
What? Zero. Not even like a one or like
I'll
a
I'll give you
a half
mark. Though they don't give half marks anyway. So you're right. They didn't have the technology back in the day. But the reason isn't about people touching them. It's about energy. I don't know if you people that are older will remember getting 60 watt light bulbs, and the 60 watt light bulb would probably only give you 6 watts of light. The rest of it would all be heat, so you'd be wasting a lot of energy as heat. So you're by switching to LEDs, we're saving the planet, and that's why you notice. Like certainly, I know in Edinburgh they've changed all the outdoor lights. They've changed all them to LED ones now instead of the old sodium orange ones, because they use a lot more heat. So it's trying to save the planet.
I think I'm going to take a half point for that.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't get the whole heat thing.
But, the, but yeah, some the reason some are hot, so the actual why is.
This is so excited.
Back in the day, a tungsten filament bulb. The only way you can make light is by heating up a very thin bit of metal in a vacuum, and in doing that, it would give off light, but it would also create heat as well. Most of the energy you create is heat, but you got a little bit of light. So that's the reason why they're hot, is because you need to make them hot enough to give off light.
And nowadays, you can just swipe up on a phone and get a light.
Yeah.
That's true. So, which is LED?
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
next question.
Amy, tell me why, after a long time, does metal go rusty?
I think I might actually... How many points am I getting for this one?
I'm going to give you 3 points for this.
Is it because it oxidizes?
Oh, boom. That's 1 point
is
already.
Is that it? All right, okay. I don't know anymore.
Oh, wait, I just said
it,
boom.
Yeah,
maybe.
Does it not?
I should have confirmed before I just threw out points, shouldn't I?
Is this chemistry?
Yeah. Can you tell?
Yeah. I think it's because... I probably asked Ross this as well, but I think that's what... Yeah, I think it's because it oxidizes,
Which is
oxidation?
Yeah, keep going. Well, the ox bit's oxygen, right?
Okay, yeah.
And
what's...
the dye bit, is that dye bit something else? Like, what am I thinking of? Carbon dioxide? Dye, what, two parts of oxygen? So that is, I don't know. I'm panicking.
Help, the Spanish is in that
side. I don't know what the dye bit is. It just like loads of oxygen gets in, then it like...
Oxidation.
I'm thinking of like There's bacteria. No I'm panicking. Can we just
oxidation?
Say
oxidation?
Can we just say oxidize and then just leave it there and give me all the points and write home to my parents and tell them I did really well today. I never heard that. All I know. Give us the proper answer. All I know is if someone asked me on the street, I'd just be like, "It's because it oxidizes," and then I'd be like, "No follow up questions."
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So I suppose my follow-up question would be, do you know what it oxidizes with?
Just like the air? I don't know. Us breathing? I don't know.
Ross?
No, we don't breathe. No, we breathe out.
Are we in water or air?
Evaporation.
Yeah.
Vapor? Is that it?
Well, I would have said that. Yeah, so water...
I suppose because it's like if we lose something metal outside, it's like rain and water.
Yeah, but I suppose you are right with like vapor. If we're using it in the colloquial term, Ross has given me that look that says like, don't use vapor in that way.
No.
That's just Ross's look. Don't use vapor in that way. Look.
Resting judging face. So you are right, and that's kind of what causes rust. So it's a reaction between the two elements. The metal most commonly it's like iron that you get most rust is iron, and
what's the least rust?
Is rust not just iron?
Rust is just iron, but other metals I think can oxidize, which we just class as rust.
What does tin foil do? Does tin foil go rusty?
Aluminium doesn't rust, but it can corrode. So it can break down, it just doesn't become rusty. So it doesn't go that brown, horrible, sluggish colour.
Cool. So if you want to build a climbing frame, build it out of aluminium.
Yeah, or wood. Oh no, a climbing frame. Oh no, yeah, no, sorry, yeah, aluminium. Or paint it, or galvanise it.
Okay, lots of options.
Lots of options, yeah. Buy a pre-made one. Don't make your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Okay, so last question, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Why are raw chicken eggs so dangerous?
Well, salmonella.
Who are they?
Is that not it?
They're some of our kids' best friends.
It's one of my favourite jokes.
Is it not because of salmonella?
Yeah.
Is that not the answer?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because of salmonella.
Basically, like, yeah.
It is sort of to do with salmonella, and lots of birds aren't necessarily always... vaccinated against these sorts of things.
Those anti-vaxxers.
Those
birds flying around not getting vaccinated.
Do you know what's quite controversial I read today? Kinder Egg have had to retract loads of their eggs because 50 kids have reported having salmonella after eating a Kinder Egg. So there's like a certain bat which is they believe is infected.
Contaminated.
I think it can be quite dangerous.
You know, what's more interesting is Kinder eggs are banned in America because kids are eating them whole with the surprise as well.
Oh man, that capsule's pretty big.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
That's why they're banned.
So you're right, Amy. Mostly to do with the healthiness of the chickens. So
I think
you've
done not too bad.
Congratulations. Yeah.
I took a stab. I got a stab at all of them. I
think we could give you 3 points out of 6.
I'll take that. That is a C.
Yeah. Wait, is it? Oh, 50%.
That's your best science score.
That's my best.
Yeah. Good job.
That's better than my F.
Good job. And
okay, well, fingers crossed I improve. So my rating after this episode is a C. Let's see if you can improve.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can improve.
Now, if you think that you have a question that might be able to gunner Amy in losing her some science points, please feel free to send us an email or help Amy. Please send us an email to iReaditOS@gmail.com or contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok @iReaditOS. Give us a follow, give us a like, and please leave us a review, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adios.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.